Lekut Sichas Chelik Tezvov Parsha Neach Sicha Beis. B'shaychas and Pasuk B'shnas Sheish Meis Shana LeNeach. In regards to the Pasuk that says in the 600th year of the life of Neach, Nifku Kol Bayonis Taim, all the fountains of the underground broke forth. V'aruvus Hashemayim Mitochu, and the windows of the heavens opened and it rained. That's what the Mabul, that's introducing the Mabul. State in Zayir, so in regards to this, it says in Zayir, Ubashis Meya Shnin Lishisa, and the 600th year of the 6th millennium, Yispatchun Tare the Chochmes Ala'ela, will be opened the gates of wisdom from above, Umavoy the Chochmes Ala'tata, and the flow of wisdom from below. Be istakin alma la'Allah b'shviya, and the world will become fixed or prepared to be, enter into the seventh millennium. In Yiddish, as in the yorim from sheish meis shana, that in the years of the 600, funim elef hashishi of the sixth millennium, ve'on zonzich efen in the shari achochma l'mayla, will be opened the gates of wisdom from above, and the mayonis achochma l'mata, and the fountains of wisdom from below, when the velt velt nistakin veren. If Tzikenen Areinkumen in the Elef Hashvi, and the world will become prepared and ready to be able to enter into the seventh millennium. The Pirush from the Tzvein Yonim, Tare de Chochma Le'ela, the meaning of these two ideas of the gates of heaven, the gates of wisdom from below, from above, Umavu de Chochma Le'tata, and the flow of wisdom from below, Zayin Evelcha Zayinim Merumas in Pasuk Anal, which are alluded to in this pasuk by the words Nifku Kol Mayonis Tahim, that the fountains from the deep Tahim Rabba were opened up, Umabui the Chachma Latata, which is referring to the flow of wisdom from below, Varubas Hashemayim Niftochu, and the windows of the heaven were opened, Tare the Chachma Lo, which of course refers to the wisdom from above. So what do those mean, the wisdom from below and the wisdom from above? That chachma le'elam meant chachmas ha'Torah. The wisdom from above means the wisdom of Torah. And chachmas le'tata, and the wisdom from below, means chachmas ha'elam, the natural wisdom, science, and so on. And as in fact we indeed see, as in the Mizman Anal, that during this period, this given ha'izgalus yisera in chachmas ha'Torah, there was a greater revelation of the wisdom of Torah from Pnimius HaTorah, namely of the inner dimension of Torah. Mibavus the Maimer HaTzemach Tzedek, as is known what the Tzemach Tzedek said, as the Ketz the Bias Mashiach Hashnas Tofresh Ches, that there was a end of times spoken of about Tofresh Ches. So the Tzemach Tzedek said is given dos vasehot. He said that what this means is that the Likut Torah was printed during that year. While the Uftu from Bias Mashiach was stemmed that Zayin Malar is Deis Havaya, because what is Mashiach all about? That the world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem. So therefore, the revelation of Mashiach, the Tzemach Tzedek said, was expressed in that year by the printing of the Likut Torah. Umit etlach yor frier, a number of years before, hasachad gedruk the Torah oir in yor tovkuf tzadik zayin, in the year tovkuf tzadik zayin was the printing of the Torah oir, was dafke when the limud from pnimius haTorah is in azar eifin, that it's only when the study of pnimius haTorah is in this way, meaning to say that it can be understood by, with the human mind, ver the yisparnusum from sifra de loch, it becomes, as Rashbi said, that his sefer, the sefer of Pnimius HaTorah, will be well understood and integrated, not just it'll be known very superficially, but it'll be integrated. Yisparnesud. When you're futsu, when it'll become publicized, from the Malyanus of Baal Shem Tov, it'll be spread forth, the fountains of the Baal Shem Tov, meaning the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, Azayin Izgalus, Egeben Arum, Shnas Tov Kuf, that the revelation of the Baal Shem Tov was in the year 500 of the 5th millennium. Hey, Tov Kuf. I meant the 6th millennium. So that's the revelation of the Torah that came forth during that time, the revelation of Chassidic teachings, which started with the Baal Shem Tov. So also, there was a greater, much greater development in the natural sciences, that also during that millennium was the Industrial Revolution. In other words, things became much more open and revealed. So we have to understand. We can understand how the revelation of Pnimius HaTeirah should be a preparation for the seventh millennium, meaning the time of Mashiach. That's understood. Since during Mashiach's time, one of the main things that will be accomplished is that the world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem like the water covers the sea. Is masim as far as man al sachana. So therefore, it makes sense, or it's fitting, that before the time of Mashiach, as a preparation for that time, so zayin the gilu from pnimis haTeirah should be a revelation of the inner dimension of Teirah. Vasis amayim from Teirah shel Mashiach, which is mein from Teirah shel Mashiach, which is somewhat, and it's similar or part of a small expression of the Teirah that will be revealed by Mashiach. But what connection is there between the development of science as a preparation for the time of Mashiach? What's the connection? Noch mehr, even more so. Von dem, was der Zohar bringt, beide Sachen, bechode machse, is verstandig. From the fact that the Zohar brings both of them as one continuum, so we understand both of them means the revelation of Torah and the revelation of science as one extension of each other. So from this we understand that they have some sort of connection between the two. As does Gufa, was says, "Hat sich damut angeheit manai is galus and chachmas haTeira al tachani tzimeis haMashiach." That the fact that there was a revelation of Teira during that time as a preparation for the time of Mashiach is Geirim, that is what brought about, that's what caused his patchus from Chachmas Olam, that there should also be a major development in science. So we have to understand, what's the connection between the revelation of Torah and the revelation of science? We bald as Chachmas Olam seinen on an erich niederike lesata von Chachmas HaTeirah, since the sciences, natural sciences, are much lower than the wisdom of Torah, which is Le'ela. The wisdom from below is much lower than the wisdom of above. Befrat Pnimis HaTeirah, especially than the inner dimension of Torah, even regular Torah, certainly lower than Pnimis HaTeirah. Base. The ganze Welt mit alles was gefindt sich in ihr, the whole world and everything that's in the world, is b'shafing of our b'shul haTeirah b'shul Yisrael, was created for the purpose of Teirah, for the purpose of serving the Yidden. B'chol ma'ase Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu b'olamai loy bara elu l'chvayde, and everything that Hashem created in the world, He did not create it for any other reason other than for His own honor and glory, as is written in Pirkei Avos. Is von dem verstandig as the tachlis v'shlemes ha'gavonu von yede b'shafen ezach. So we understand that the ultimate purpose and the perfection of every created thing is in them, is that it should be used when it's used through the Yidden in their service of Hashem. And the same is true also for science. As the Kavone in the Ispatchus from the Chochmas Olam, that the purpose of this development, new developments in scientific wisdom, as Tanya says, l'shtamish b'hem l'avedus abaya l'terosid, they should be used for the service of Hashem or for the Torah. V'ba'al d'abar azlaf kol moichas sabul da. But since not every person is able to relate to the inner meaning of science and so on, when v'da'al t'rebbe is thus, d'ot m'sayim as al t'rebbe there concludes, v'zeu taimish al Rambam v'Ramban zal v'sayatim, and this is the reason why the Rambam and the Rabban and others Sha'asku behem, other Gedolei Yisrael that were studied science, is the Riber. So for this reason, is a Shayach Nortzi Yechidis Kulam Esuganal. Studying science is something that belongs only to such outstanding individuals like the Rambam and the Rabban and so on. When Devas is Nitshayach Tetsu, but somebody that doesn't have the ability to be able to see the ultimate purpose of science as it serves Torah, is his Adarabas. Therefore, for somebody like that that can't see it and becomes caught up in the science itself, Malbish Umatama Bechinez Chabad Shebenavshe Elikis, what it does is it preoccupies and therefore defiles the Chachma Binadas, the intellect of his godly soul, because he becomes involved in scientific things and it doesn't serve the purpose of Torah, and therefore it has a counterproductive effect. So in other words, only somebody like the Rambam and the Ramban that are able to direct, channel their study of science into Torah are permitted to do it, but somebody that is not able to do that shouldn't do it, because it could bring down their own godly intellect. The Bai Muzman Bavaranin, at this time one must, I must also, the Rebbe says, I also have to make sure that people understand, Chotsch Eigentlich is a self-verständlich, even though essentially it should be self-understood. However, he says it, Kanal, Hot kein Scheiches nicht zu der Frage von Lernen in College oder Universität. This has nothing to do with the question of going to college or university. Was dort ist der Isse Chomev Sakana Chamirev Sakanda Meisura, which going to such places, it's a very serious prohibition, and it's also dangerous. And as we know, that danger is even worse than prohibition, because was the ave, the ganze ave vashkofa from the Dalai Lama, is because the whole world outview and the whole atmosphere there, the whole world outlook over there is of that such environments. In the Moistus, but there is Seinu Eile, in these institutions in our day and age, Durchgenu Mikfiru Bashgocha Protest, it's completely permeated by denial of Hashem's providence and Hashem's involvement in the world. From the Mevishn, Nishtok kein Zach, or the Kayach was Kenze, Zicharaimishn in the Hagas Eile Bachukov, and that there is no power that is able to influence or direct the scientific rules and the rules of nature and so on, bizas das wird angenommen als Selbstverständlichkeit, and that over there this is a self-understood thing which doesn't even need any proof. You don't even have to prove the posit that Hashem is not involved, God forbid, in the world. It's just self-understood. It's a given. And this has to be the basis, and this has to be the foundation of all of your future study. And it doesn't even have to be spelled out. It's just understood that they don't believe in God. God is not involved. This is a study of nature. In dem größten Teil von ze werden gelernt Limude Midus, and most of them, they actually teach heretical ideas, munus abedazora, belief in a certain false deities and so on, the hulu and so on. Oberum kolom, and most, if not all, seine nishto gidre abusha batznius, there are no parameters of modesty and common decency in that sense. Biz as men is malig um a prabet litzonus von divas rechnen sich mit, until they mock those people who are concerned with modesty. The other abakala parasyes and aliyeser, and the more immodest someone is, the better. Okay, mefurusim the matz of oyim bazeh in the campuses, as is well known, the frightful situation as it is on the campuses today, in the dormitories, Mekemes Hatil, in the places where they, you know, the relaxation places. Ve'ein la'arach b'davar ha'mavu b'chlal. There's no need to dwell on something which is shocking in general, or b'bida ayuma kanal b'frat, especially in such a frightening way as it exists on the campuses today. The taina ha'mafursemes, az em adazi v'etes nitshaten, and the well-known thing that people say that, yeah, it's not going to affect me, I'll be different. And I will be able to withstand all these trials and tribulations. Is euch mefursem the einfache answer? It's also well known the simple answer. As a tzaddik gomer afilu dem letzten tag von seinem 120. Jahr leben, alei adomes, that even a complete tzaddik, even on the last day of his 120th year of life on this world, ubitchilus hayom, at the beginning of the day, on far seine tfilis, and before he begins to daven, the day, on the last day of his life, of his 120th year, is a tzaddik gomer. What does he begin his prayers with? He asks Hashem, bet the meivishnal, tiviyeni l'dinisayim, do not lead me to temptation, do not put me in a situation of a trial. V'yesh laharech kama v'kama v'ein kama k'ymei. This can be spoken about much more, but this is not the place. In short, the discussion of the revelation of sciences into the world that we're having has nothing to do with the idea of going to university and going to college. The Rebbe states very, very sharply that this is completely prohibited. It's a terrible idea and cannot be done. Und wie bald als der Zohar verbindet die Ispatchus von der Chochmes Eulam mit dem Havchana La'aloh B'Shviyah. And since the Zohar connects the development of natural sciences with the preparation for the seventh millennium, for the time of Mashiach, is moving, so it's understood as the Te'elus von Adi Chochmes and Vedas Hashem, that the purpose and the use of these sciences, these wisdoms in service of Hashem, is expressed in an inyan vos is hachana to dem uftu vos vet zayim b'meis Mashiach, is somehow a preparation, it's expressed as a preparation for the time of Mashiach. Von den Inyanen Mikrim, was wollen sich uftam b'meis Mashiach, one of the main things that will happen in the that will be new and novel in the time of Mashiach, is the yud, is the prophecy which says v'nigla kved Hashem, and the glory of Hashem will be revealed. And all flesh will be able to see that the mouth that Hashem spoke, the Hainu. In other words, what this means, as the Gili Elokustal Osir V'Zayin Nishnar in an Oifen Kanal, from Allah's Deyas Havaya, that not only will the revelation of in the time of Mashiach be in such a way that everyone will know of Hashem's existence, nor euch in an oifen von roh kol basar, but also that they will be able to see it. When as the basar agashmi, that the physical flesh of the eye, vetzen dem pia vayediba, will see Hashem speaking. So it's not just knowing of it, but it's seeing it. Das heißt, as vetzayin nish blois ariya be'ena seichel aruchan, it'll be not just that you see it in the sense that you see it in your mind, you get it, you understand it. That's not just, not only that. Nor euch wie der Mittler Rebbe is meirech ariya gashmi is ba'ayin agashmi. But as the Mittler Rebbe says, and he says it, he dwells on this, that it'll be a physical seeing, to be able to see it physically with the physical eye. Und nochmer, von dem was steht v'ro kol basar, nish v'ro kol eini basar, from the fact that it says in the pasuk, and all flesh, not all eyes of flesh will see. It says all flesh will see. Al derech v'sechzen einenu. It would have been similar to what it says in the Shemin Esra, our eyes should see. That's what it should have said. V'ro kol eine basar, but it doesn't say that. It says v'ro kol basar. Is mashma as nishna the ayin agashmi. From this, it seems that not only the eye, the physical eye, nor euch the basar agashmi gufa, but that all flesh, the whole body, v'dezen kipia v'ayediba, will be able to see that Hashem speaks. Und das ist der Scheiches zwischen des Patches von der Chochmes Eula mit dem Hachana La'aloh B'Shviyah. And that is the connection between the development of the of science with the preparation to be able to enter into the seventh millennium. Weil das, was benutzt ist der Chochmes Eula und La'abedes Avayil Terosei, because by using the science in order to serve Hashem or for His Torah, helft arroes in a meichen sein sich zu amein von v'ro kol basar. This also helps in preparing oneself to be somewhat on board with the idea that all flesh will see. Ariya gashmis u'muchshis in inyone avedas Hashem, that we are able to see physically, literally, in matters of avedas Hashem. So we can use this in our Avedas Hashem, this Viro Kol Basar. What does he mean? Adugma Ladavar, to give an example for this. Eina fundi teva keiches, one of the natural, one of the forces that we find in nature, vasis given mesheses me bereshis b'chol takvei, which existed in nature from the time of creation fully. Of a mention of a nishgavus for them, but people did just simply didn't know that this exists, this ability. When there is andek givor and antigul givor and the letz the and something that was only discovered and developed only in recent years, is them, is there, was the meglech, is the force, the ability that allows, as the koil from a mention, was retzich, was retin a bestimmten art, that the voice of a person speaking in a certain place, so take of a miyad the herdver and berichuk mokim, should immediately be able to be heard hundreds or thousands of miles away. Biz in katzve eretz, levona till at the other end of the earth, up on the moon, you can hear it, and so on. Durch a telephone, oder nochme durch radio, through a telephone, even more so, through the radio, which can go much further than a telephone. Then and also more recently that you can actually see the person in everything that he does. Not just can you hear the person, but you can actually see everything that the person is doing. Not only audio but video too. Under Uf to Invelt. And this new insight into nature and what can be done in nature. The meglichkeit zu hören, kol hege ve hege, and I mentioned the ability to be able to hear every sound that a person makes, in that very moment, b'chol katzve tevel, anywhere in the world, and zenem, and to be able to see him as well, gitat sir muchshi in the minyan from lahavdol ayin roya ve'ezen shemas, it gives you the literal ability to be able to understand what the Mishnah says, that lahavdol, because this is from Torah, that there is an eye that sees, because it's talking about Hashem's eye. Hashem sees everything that you do, and oizen shemas, and the ear that hears, which in those days was something you had to take on faith. Today you can actually see, because anyone can see and hear everything that anybody's doing anywhere, almost. Va'adarabe, and how much to the contrary, ma dochaz de oizen shulamata kem bal der heren. If the ear down here is able to hear immediately, and al derosad the ayin shulamata, so also the eye down here. Durchis patchus. Through development of this natural ability, you know, if you discover radio waves, you know how to manipulate them and so on. So you know what? So then you can see, kemen dezen, you can see anything that you want. Vos tutzir bekatzer table, anything that happens at the other end of the world. Al achas kama v'kaba. So how much more? So many geya kaba yochel tzedem eizen when ayin shulamayla. How much more so that the ear of above, or the eye of above, Hashem's ear and Hashem's eye, Hanoita Eizen Alo Yishma, the one that if he turns his ear, will he not hear? Im Yoitzer Ayin Alo Yabi, not it turns, if the one who implanted ears, the one who created ears, does he not hear? The one who created the eye, does he not see? Does he not... So how much more so Hashem, as in them seinen nito kein agbolus chazer sholom, that of course for him there are no limitations at all. Und das als was a mensch tut, that everything that a person does, afilu b'chad echadarim, even if you do it in the most inner one room within another room, it's, you're completely hidden, is ba'eser rega mamish, at that moment that you do it, that ayin rova isn't shemas, Hashem sees it and Hashem hears it. And therefore, everything that you do is recorded. So everything that used to, this idea that used to be difficult to understand, now everyone knows it and everybody sees it and it's obvious. And since a person has an actual, you see it literally, you have an example of it that you can do it yourself. That is in the olov. So then, when you think about the words that the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, Hashem stands over you, umabit olov, and he's looking down at you, ubeichen klois v'leiv, and he's looking into your heart and your kidneys, your innards, imayv dekaroa, to see if you serve him properly. Zayne nishnor bederach hasagav naaseich liyuni. So then, when you understand this concept, it's not just that it's an idea that you understand. Was nicht alle mal hat, das ist eine volle Wirkung. If I mentioned that sometimes ideas which you understand don't really affect your life. They don't change the way you behave. But you don't know it anymore as an idea, but rather not an eifim vasis nente to der geishim gashmiim da adam. But now you actually experience it directly because you can hear what somebody's saying around the world. So therefore, it affects you in a much more close way because you know that it's real. You see that it's real. So therefore, it motivates you emotionally to relate to it. And therefore it has an effect on your emotions until it can actually change the way you think, the way you speak, the way you act, because now this idea is something real to you. You've seen it, not that you get and understand it as an idea. Even though it's true that everything in the world was created for the purpose of Torah and for the purpose of the Yidden, von deswegen gefinnen wir, still we find a difference. As Chazal teilen uns zwischen gewisse Sachen durch Madgesein, our sages point to certain things by emphasizing as they sein beschaffen geworden nur zu lieb sie nutzen auf bestimmten Indien von Torah mitzvahs. That the reason that this particular thing was created was only for a specific purpose in Torah mitzvahs. Well, the dogma, for instance, our sages tell us, the world was not deserving or befitting to be able to use gold. The lama nivra, so then why was gold created if the world really didn't need it and didn't have any use for it or any deserve it? Bishvila Mishkan v'shul Beis Hamikdash, it was only created to be able to be used in the Mishkan and in the Beis Hamikdash. So gold is one of those things which really there is no other reason why it was created, only for the purpose of the Beis Hamikdash and the Mishkan. The chilut zwischen die ausgeteilte Sachen und alle andere beschaffene Sachen. What is the difference between, let's say, gold, these things under that category that they were only created for one, the purpose of the Beis Hamikdash, and other things which Chazal don't say they was only created for a certain purpose. By the Andarin, since everything ultimately was created for Bishul HaTorah, Bishul Yisrael, so then what's the difference? By the other inyan abriya, by the other things in creation, hagam as oich zeizan b'shafen gevarim b'shul haTorah b'shul Yisrael. Even though true, they were also created only for the Torah and for Yidden. Kena b'kavonas b'riyason dorgefird veren oich. The purpose of their creation could be carried out also. V'menutze l'poil if inyan yoylam, when they are actually used for mundane matters. If divrei rishus, for optional things, not necessarily for a mitzvah, for a personal thing, you use a certain material. Nor was von dem gufa nemt men areish beter atayelus nabedus Hashem, but that ultimately, eventually, you use that purpose, the thing which you use this material. Ultimately, it becomes involved in serving Hashem. So it's not that you used the material in a mitzvah; you used it for an optional thing. But then eventually it turned into a mitzvah. You used it ultimately to serve a purpose in Avodas Hashem as well. On the other hand, when it comes to gold, let's say, as we said before, the world was not really fit to use gold. In other words, that when somebody uses gold for mundane things, for non-holy things, it demotes, it brings down the level of the gold, because gold should only be used for a mitzvah. Weil der ganze Tam von seinem Beschaffen werden ist Norm, soll es nutzen durch Eis, auf Zerich HaMishkan VaMikdash, because the reason that gold was created was only for the purpose of using it in the Mishkan and the Mikdash. Es ist mehr nicht, was er jetzt hat, es darf sein Bechirach Chavshis von der Menschen. The only thing is that since Hashem has to give free choice to every person, the Riber hat der Eibishter beschaffen dem Zav in an Eifna mekenem snutzen euch nicht bishvul amishkan bishvul amigdash. That's why he allowed that it's possible to use gold for any other use as well, because otherwise there is no free choice. So it's just a part of free choice that gold can be used for other things, but it truly There's no it's a demotion for gold to use it for any other purpose. It shouldn't be used for any other purpose. And not that gold should be used as a stepping stone, that eventually it will turn into some useful purpose for Torah mitzvahs as well. So the same is true in regards to our matter. Bald as the Zayr Fabindis Patchus Fun Chachmasailamidis Galus from Pnimisatira. Since the Zayr connects the development of the new discoveries in science with the discoveries in Taira, Pnimisatira, and he doesn't simply say that the reason that there is a development of science is because we're preparing for the world to come, for the time of Mashiach, he connects it to the development of the new developments of Torah. So he connects those two as well. Is das Gufa Abavai, that shows us Ados is the ganze Kavona from Zeres Patros, that this is the only reason why the sciences were discovered now. And the fact that we are able to use sciences for other matters as well is as normal sadam tam from the Chirichovshis canal. Is only because we have to be given free choice. But the real reason, the only reason why Hashem opened up new scientific discoveries at this time is only so that it should be used directly in the development of Torah and mitzvahs. That's the only reason it's here. That's what we learn from the fact that the Zohar connects the development, the discoveries in Torah with the discoveries in science. Thus haste, as midem aleim, in other words to say, that this in itself, was mekem for the chokhmas ha'ilum ha'rois krigna ha'tayelus and ha'vedas Hashem, al derech hanal siv dalet, that this new development that we talked about before, let's say, about radio and television and so on, which can be used in our service of Hashem, it makes our Avedas Hashem real, much more real in our minds. That does not yet fulfill the real purpose of their discovery. Because they themselves are being used for ordinary transmissions of all kinds of things. But we can also take a lesson out of that. So that can't be yet the ultimate purpose of the discovery. The amitis hakavana von Zeiris Patchus is, what is the real purpose of their discovery? When you use these sciences, these discoveries themselves, for promoting Torah mitzvahs. Well, nochmer, and even more so, bibal de Zeir is mekasha Zeiris Patchus. Mit dem Zman in the Galus von Pnimis HaTorah. Since the Zohar links the scientific discoveries with the revelation of the inner dimension of Torah, of Chassidus, darf men zogen, so therefore we have to say, as the Iker HaMechuven is to nutzen zeh for the Mizgalos von Afotzo from Pnimis HaTorah. Ultimately, the ultimate purpose of these discoveries is to use them not just for regular Torah, but for the promotion of Pnimis HaTorah Dafke. So in other words, the discovery of radio and television is not merely in order to teach us that there is an Eizen Shemas, to make it real to us that there is an Eizen Shemas, but rather that we should use the discovery of radio and television in the promotion of Torah, for the purpose of promotion of Chassidus. Figuret Frier, Siv Gimel, as we mentioned before, Bashtet Achidush Vazvetzach Uftam Yemeis HaMashiach in Svein Yonim. What will be accomplished in the time of Mashiach is expressed in two ways. Number one, that the world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem like the water covers the sea. And that in itself, in a way that the flesh will be able to experience Hashem. So in a similar way, the use of the sciences and discoveries for the purpose of spreading Pnimius HaTorah, as we said before, Pnimius HaTorah is similar to the Torah of Mashiach, has to be used in these two ways as well. Valdorch dem is the gilui from Pnimius HaTorah al sachana zu Torah shel Mashiach, and aifnal kopanim ameim from the tzvein yanim anal, because by using it in that way to reveal Pnimius HaTorah, That will be the preparation for the Torah Shel Mashiach, also in a similar way to the two ideas of Mola Aretz, the earth will be filled, and Verol Kol Basar, that the flesh will see both Chidushim. Adugma L'davar, what this means, and an example. A radio, when one uses a radio in order to broadcast Pnimiyas HaTorah, you can hear this subject that is being taught, this idea of Pnimiyas HaTorah, can physically be heard in every single part of the world. It can be spread to the entire world. Und noch mehr, even more so, the Divrei Chassidus was werden gelernt auf radio, nehmen durch die ganze Welt. These words of Chassidus, which are being broadcast by the radio, through radio, they permeate the entire world. Afilu in an ort, wo es nicht kein Radio keli, even in a place where there is no radio receiver that can actually hear it. So if a person is there, somewhere in the middle of the jungle, no, there's no radio, so nobody can actually hear it. And as we know that, in fact, the radio waves reach everywhere, everywhere in the world, not only are they able to reach, but that they actually are there. The only thing is that if you have a radio receiver, then you can translate it into sound that you are able to hear as well. But the fact is that the sound waves are there. Even if you don't have a radio to transform it into audible sound. Because the radio receiver, it only has the ability to capture it and to translate it and change it into audible sound. But the radio, of course, is not creating anything. So therefore, even if there's no radio, it means that the sound is there. The radio waves are there. Everywhere. Anywhere. Kumtoi, so comes out as durch nutzen, the chachmas ha'olam, that through using science, if hafatzas pnimiyas ha'torah to spread chassidus, is da me'ein fun, you have somewhat of number one, mola oretz deyes havaya. First of all, that the world is filled with the knowledge of Hashem, on kenag bolus, without any limitation, b'chol makom ha'makom, it spreads to everywhere. And number two, in an oifen, from v'ro kol basar, the kol ved gehed, b'gashmi, is b'yisar ha'gamamish, and also that you can actually hear every human being, every human ear is able to hear it, physically, literally. Of course, if they have the proper tools, but the ability to be able to hear it with your physical ear exists anywhere and everywhere in the world. So the idea of spreading chassidus through the radio covers both of these ideas, that mola ha'aretz, the whole world is filled with the knowledge of Hashem, and v'rol kol basar, and there is the ability for anyone anywhere to be able to hear, to actually hear the words of Pnimiyas HaTorah. However, this idea is still using the radio, the science of radio and so on, to do something else. So if an inyan for Torah mitzvah is that now you can use that science in order to promote or to broadcast Torah. But in the chachmas v'tzad atzmam, but in the idea of radio itself, we don't see yet the connection between radio waves and the science of radio to Kedusha, only that you can use it to promote Kedusha. The emes of Hareinu Kilang Tzvishon Chachmas Oilem mitayra is, but what is the true unity between the science and Torah is in the Chachmas Oilem Gufa, the Zetman in Yonah from Pnimiyas HaTorah, that in the wisdom itself, in the science itself, we should be able to see Chachmas HaTorah. One of the main places that you can actually see this, the expression of that science should express the idea of Pnimiyas HaTorah. Pnimiyas HaTorah kumt zu Megalo sein de Achtes HaPshuta. the Pnimis HaTorah comes to reveal the true unity of Hashem, the absolute unity of Hashem from the Eibishter in Welt. Or as nish kukendig vas zayne farana ribenivroim, that notwithstanding the fact that there are so many multiple different types of creations, is the ribenish kastira to the achdus habshutul kodesh baruch hu, this multiple expression of so many different types of things does not in any way contradict the fact that Hashem is absolute one and that it is not made up of parts and so on. Val adarav, because to the contrary, the ribui gufa nemtzach davki mitzad achdus habshutul nelukus, because why is it that there are so many multiple different types of creations, is because Hashem is truly essentially one. It's explained in a number of places. In brief, what that means is that why is there so many different types of existences? Because since Hashem is so one, and therefore that is an expression of infinite. The fact that He is completely one, that there's nothing outside of Him, that He contains within in Him every infinite possibility, that's where all of these possibilities come from, the fact that there are so many different types of creations. They really express the absolute unity of Hashem. It be bald as the emes and mitzias from Welt is the achdus habshutuf nelukus. So since the true nature of the world expresses the true unity, the true unitedness, oneness of Hashem, the fardrik tzichoysa, the achdus eichne mitzias from Welt gufa, that's why this unity is expressed in the world itself. As in Welt Gufa is da der inyan ha'achdos, that in the world you can see this unity expressed in the natural world. Und der inyan, and this idea, the achdos was is faran in Welt, that this unity that we can find in the natural sciences, was bepinimiusa is the achdos of shutuf and alakus, which in its core it is so because it expresses the absolute unity of Hashem. This idea of the unity that exists in all of science is being revealed more and more as science becomes more and more developed. How do we see this? At some point, people thought, as yedere from the teva keches is akeich nifred b'fe'atzma, that each one of the abilities and powers that exist in the world are an independent from each other. They all exist independently from each other. When as the chaymer von jedem mitzias in Welt is tzunayv gestelt von merere verschiedene yesaidus elements, and that every matter is made up of different elements, many different types of elements, and they're brought together, they're merged, they're brought together from all of these different elements. Aber was mehr steigt die Entwicklung von der Chochmas Olam, but the more science develops, als mehr kommt man zu der Akara, they come to the recognition, as od der Ribu yom Pirud is in Bastand, von die Yesedis is nor an inye chitzayni, that all of these different elements, and the elements that seem different from each other, that's only on the surface. That's only an external manifestation of the elements. Der Eifen Atziru von Chalokim Tzimtzum Vishpashtu Shulehem, just in the way that they are combined and the parts that they're made up and how they expand or contract or the, you know, similar ideas to that. I'm not sure of the exact science of it. And now what's happening is that they're combining them down to less and less elemental materials. Bis zu einer Kennen, until they come to the recognition as the Nekudas HaMetzius von Welt besteht von dem Vereinigung von den zwei Unionen Kamos und Echos, until they're coming to recognize that everything that exists is made up of only two general ideas, Kamos and Echos, which means Chaymer Noisa Kayach, which is matter, which contains energy, on the kayach, and then energy. Everything boils down to matter and energy, which is another way of saying kamas and eichas. Achdus habshuta is in umitzad elokus. So the real unity comes from the fact that elokus is achdus habshuta. und der Rebbe besteht der Metzius von Nivra, and therefore the created being which comes from Achdus Abshuta also exists mitzad Atzmei von der Gesachtus von zwei Protim Kamas und Eichos. That's why all of creation is finally being recognized in science as being made up of matter and energy, and ultimately that's what it boils down to. So we see that science itself is coming to reveal the concept of Achdus Abshuta. So it's not just that we can use science to promote Chassidus in some way, but that the science itself is promoting the idea of Achdus Abshuta. Und das ist der Kesher zwischen des Patchus und Chochmas Eilu mit der Isgalus von Lahavdol Pimis HaTeira. And that's the connection that the Zohar is making between the development of Pnimis HaTeira, the revelation of Pnimis HaTeira, and the development of science, Lahavdol. As Alts HaChonet, so the Mistakan Alma, La'alob Mashiach, that they come together in order to prepare the world for the time of Mashiach. The Gilif from Pnimis HaTeira brings Memele. This revelation of the inner dimension of Torah brings of the hispatchus fun leads naturally to the development of science. Val durch dem is the me'ein von Torah shel Mashiach, because it's through this development of science that it leads to somewhat of Torah shel Mashiach, was is megala achdusei shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu in Welt, which is there for the purpose of revealing the unity of Hashem in the world. And this is what science is doing as well. And in a kapanim from ame'ein from veroko basar, and in a way that at least somewhat every flesh is able to see. In other words, you're able to hear it with your own ears. As vel gufa verta kelis achtus avaya, or as in the case of the achtus which is brought out in science, that the physical world becomes a keli to express the idea of achtus. Men zed them in achtus from Vel Gufa, that we see the achtus expressed in the physical world, in science itself. Was dann chapt men sich, as in Emerson is the achtus nicht etwas anders wie the achtus abschudde von der Lukus, because then you begin to realize that the achtus that is expressed in through science is not separate from the achtus of Hashem. Was wird nisgal von Pnimis HaTeira, that is revealed through Pnimis HaTeira. They all come from the same place. The reason that science expresses Achdus is because Elokus expresses Achdus. Was durch dem wird yistaken alma la'alo b'shviyo b'korav mamish, that through this the world becomes ready to be able to be elevated into the seventh millennium, into the time of Mashiach, and to be able to recognize this fully and totally in the literal sense of a rol kol basa yardav ki pi Hashem diber, and should happen b'korav mamish.